This is an iHeart podcast.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. And we have to go over a couple things here before I get back to your calls. I'll get to all of my promise. I'll get to them in a few, but I want to get to some other stuff. We have to cover something real quick here first, because I'm seeing something and I'm not sure what I'm looking at, but I think I'm looking at a pattern. When I look at the system, the various news stories of the day, and this statement from this guy, and then this statement from this guy, and this statement from this guy. What I try to look for when I'm digesting the news of the day or the news of the moment is there a pattern? What kind of, quote, separate entities are saying the same things? Does that make sense? If this guy's saying this, and then this guy and across the country saying this, and this guy in a different industry saying the same thing, that to me tells me maybe the word has gone out. And the reason I bring this up is this. Everyone in the Republican Party, the Democrat Party, well, most of the Republican Party, Democrat Party, they're all still going to take the same line on the Russia-Ukraine thing. They are. There's nothing more important going on in the world. We have to stop them here. John Kirby was up there again today. It's so critical.
Supporting Ukraine strengthens our national security. It's the right thing to do, not just for the Ukrainian people, but for the American people as well. Countering Putin's ability to wage war on a neighboring nation may actually prevent a larger conflict in which American troops might be needed.
I'm just going to pause there for a minute. You know what? No, I'll come back to it because I want to finish my thought. I do that too much. I'm different
but
now.
My focus is just stay focused.
Let me finish this thought. You know how we got a rumor out there, and I've told you the rumor mill has been swirling, that Vladimir Ukraine has been told, hey, you really need to wrap this up and get something done by the end of the year, because at the end of the year, it's about time to ramp up peace talks. Remember, I've been talking to you about that. Well, there are more headlines. These are all from yesterday. All three of these are from yesterday afternoon. In fact, they were all published within hours of each other. Headline, this is from Breitbart. Biden administration more worried about Ukraine corruption than they admit. This is from The Telegraph out of the UK. Britain has, quote, run out of arms to send to Ukraine. This one's from the AP about America. Pentagon warns Congress it is running low on money to replace weapons sent to Ukraine. I have a theory. And I do not have inside knowledge of this. You know how I tell you when I know and I tell you when I think? This is me thinking. I have a theory. I would be willing to bet there is not a minor, but a major corruption story coming out of Ukraine, and it's coming shortly. And what you're seeing now is all these people, all these parts of the system from the UK to our own, covering their ear ends and hedging their bets for when that story drops. What that story is going to involve, I don't know. But they're all of a sudden, they're just changed on a dime, draped in a Ukraine flag, Slava Ukraine, this is everything to me. And now all of them at once, well, I mean, I'm not really sure, by the end of the year, hey man, I just checked and we're about out. You know what that tells me? They know something. Something's coming. They don't like it. And I have a strong feeling we're going to find out what that is. Anyway, that's Jesse's crackpot theory of the day. Before I get to these calls, let me get to a couple of these emails. Jesse, why can't Governor Newsom replace Senator Feinstein with a midget? There are zero midgets serving as representatives for California, and it's clearly discrimination. Why is it like this? That is true. Midgets don't deserve representation in the United States Senate? What? Don't think you can just elect an Italian or two and call that good. Dr. Meat, I'm listening to Friday's podcast about your dad playing basketball on a full ride. It made me wonder about your parents. Are you one of those freaks with 5'10", or is both your parents freakishly tall too? Or with 5'10 parents, he said. No, my mom's normal size, 5'6", 5'7". My dad's big. My dad's 6'4", 6'5". Granted, I'm bigger. What, Chris? I'm better too. Better. Better than you, Dad. I'm kidding. No, I'm not. Tim in L.A., go. Timmy! Tried to wake him up there. That didn't work at all. I thought it was a good effort. Mark, go. Idaho.
Hi, Daniel. Hey, about the speakership change, I was glad to see him boot that scumbag out on his rear. Is there any legitimacy to the thought that the Republicans should allow the Democrats to take the speakership, knowing that there's going to be no meaningful positive legislation passed and put into law with the Senate split like it is and the scumbag president we have, and just hang the millstone around the Democrats' neck for the election? Or are we just so lacking in anybody with enough political acumen to actually utilize that?
Yeah, I actually don't hate that idea. I don't hate that idea, but it's not going to happen. Oh, I forgot. Kevin McCarthy spoke. I'm going to piggyback off that question after he had a closed-door meeting. All this stuff is happening. We're covering this live, as journalists do. They just had a closed-door meeting, the GOP did. He told him he wasn't running. Then he got up. We clipped a couple little pieces of it. Chris, did you splice all this together in one piece? Okay, so this all sounds like it's one piece. It wasn't. Chris said he cut out some of the fluffy stuff. He was McCarthy like 10 minutes ago.
And I firmly believe, if Reagan gave us advice, he would say, if you believe your principles bring people greater freedom, you should be happy about it. And the one thing I will tell you is, doing the right thing isn't always easy, but it is necessary. I don't regret standing up for choosing governance over grievance. It is my responsibility. It is my job. I do not regret negotiating. Our government is designed to find compromise. Saturday, I took a risk for the American public, but it was all for the American people. I could not look the troops in the eye and say I would not pay them. Unfortunately, 4% of our conference can join all the Democrats and dictate who can be the Republican speaker in this House. I don't think that rule is good for the institution, but apparently I'm the only one.
Okay, it's a little petulant. Not everybody gets elected speaker for 15 minutes and then gets kicked out. And Kevin McCarthy is a very ambitious man. He was in Congress back when I was running. He was working his way up to leadership. He's an ambitious man. You finally achieve what for him would be the mountaintop, Speaker of the House, only to find yourself kicked out by October. Obviously, he's a little sore today, a little sour about that thing. Matt Gaetz is, I mean, look, when you get taken out by a young congressman and you're this salty old dog and you've been making these public statements like McCarthy was, bring it on, then it hurts. To answer Mark's question, no, we're not going to have a Democrat speaker, and we shouldn't. I don't mind your strategy. Hakeem Jeffries has already come out and said, hey, vote for me for speaker. I'm calling on you low-T losers in the Republican Party to vote for me for speaker. He didn't call him that, but that's, of course, what he meant. That's what I call them. That's not going to happen, and we don't really want that to happen. Just because there's been a chaos agent introduced, a change agent, and things have blown up and the establishment got uncomfortable, and just because all these things just happened, that doesn't mean we intentionally hand back power to communists. Remember the last time they had the House, they started stripping our people of committee assignments. The speaker's going to be running those things. Look, we don't want that. We don't want that. But just trust me on that. We don't want that. Brody, Atlanta, go.
Hey, Hefe, I hate to contradict the Oracle, man, but I think that you're off base on the votes that RFK is going to pull. I think there's a bunch of normie norms on the left who have always voted Democrat that are absolutely disgusted by the party that is gender mutilation and this whole trans thing. I think that's really woke a bunch of them up, and they're looking around thinking, this isn't my party anymore. So the introduction of RFK is going to be a savior to what they think has been hijacked from them. Pure Talk Phone.
He used a Pure Talk Phone, and I cut him off. I'm sure he was asking for the bar. Okay, I have been saying I'm worried that RFK is going to pull more votes from Trump than Biden. Brody and others believe he will pull more votes from Biden than Trump. Well, an RFK staffer came out today and made a statement about such a thing. I will read that statement on what the RFK people think in just a moment. Before I do that, let me get to this email. Dear Dr. Meat, my first son was born last week. Ah, that's friggin' wonderful. I spent the last 10 days with him in the NICU. Your show kept my spirits up along with the help from my family. After this experience of an early born child, I'll make another donation to preborn. These ghouls on the left would have been fine with my child's son's gestation to be sucked out with a shop vac. Thanks for all you do. You please God with your works. God bless you and your family. Well, I don't know about that. I hope so. One, God bless you and your family. The baby coming out of the NICU is about the greatest thing in the world. And thank you for... Look, preborn becomes a lot more real once you get your first ultrasound. Or see that first baby, doesn't it? It's easy to have these conversations about life and death and abortion until you see that first one or hold that first one in your arms. And then you know that is something you should lay down and die to protect, let alone give $28. $28 to preborn buys that mother an ultrasound so she can hear a heartbeat and choose life instead of death. Preborn.com/Jesse is where you give that $28. It's a good night to do it, no? Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And yes, I know I owe you a story. I'm going to get to that in just a second. I owed it to you 10 minutes ago. We just got caught up with a couple of things. I owe you a story. Just following up on that, the guy called, Brody called and said, hey, I think RFK is going to take more votes from Biden than Trump because he thinks there's a bunch of normal Democrats out there seeking normalcy. I hope that's right. And that might be right. I hope that's right. But RFK's people don't see it that way. Quote, this is going to beep Trump. Who's that according to? That's RFK Jr.'s campaign staffers talking about his independent run. That is my concern. And they're already discussing it. And that is my concern. And speaking of Trump, do you remember yesterday? And I'm almost positive it was yesterday. Chris, it was yesterday when I said this, right? Do you remember from yesterday's show when I said this? When people get involved in legal matters, whether it be a lawsuit or a criminal trial, something like that, people, they tend to want to speak publicly. And that is a human nature. It is. You will want to speak. You will want to defend yourself publicly. Because after all the public generally gets is a list of the crimes you've been accused of. And you want to go out there on camera, maybe social media. I didn't do any of this. I'm innocent. I do know some lawyers, and I'm not one, keep in mind. I do know some. I have them in my family. I have friends. I know some. I have one now. Just have one, a good friend of mine. I have a lawyer now. And I will tell you, I have never spoken to a single lawyer in my life who said, man, I wish my client had talked more publicly before the trial. I have never run into that once. But I have run into lawyer after lawyer after lawyer after lawyer after lawyer after lawyer who talks about their client's comments dooming them at the trial. I've seen it in divorces. I've seen it in criminal trials. It's what, look, you've heard me scream about Trump. I know he's Mr. Publicity. Today he was out there in public giving another public press conference, giving people updates on the trial. He was on social media last night trashing the judge the day before the trial. I've been screaming, I don't want Trump to go to prison. Stop giving interviews about your legal problems. Headline, judge admonishes Trump after he posts about the clerk. Today, Donald Trump received a gag order. A gag order in response to his social media posts about the judge's clerk while he was in court with the clerk. He called her Chuck Schumer's girlfriend. Is that hilarious and true? Yes. Is that the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life? If you're trying to not get in trouble and go to prison? Yes. Stop talking publicly when you're in legal jeopardy. I feel like I want Trump out of prison more than Trump does. Stop. Please stop. All right. We're going to motor through two of these fast because I owe everybody a story that's going to get us kicked off the air. Mike in Mississippi, go.
The world-famous Jesse Kelish. I tell you what, bro, I really appreciated yesterday. It sounded great. The old Jesse, I miss that. But I tell you, I'm liberated from my rental car, and I'm feeling pretty good right now. But I'm out at the counter, and I'm a little apprehensive, like the anti-communist manifesto is during banned book week. So I'm wondering, you know, I ordered this SUV, and they gave me a sedan. And I've been driving that sedan, and now I've just turned it in. I said, look, I want my SUV. What is everybody so mad about? We just want our SUV.
Yeah, Mike's talking about the fact that Kevin McCarthy, it's gone. That was the rental car he just dumped off, and he wants something better, and he's nervous about what's going to be better. I don't know that the next speaker is going to be better. I don't know that. The next speaker might be worse. Could very well be worse. I don't know that. I do know that we just got done guaranteeing the national debt will destroy the country. That I know. I know that wholesale change is needed. I know that establishment Republicans, low T GOP Republicans, need to finally be made aware that they will be feeling pain if they betray us, as they do every time. We have never followed up our passion and our threats with actual things that make them feel pain. That all changed today. Today, this goes way beyond Kevin McCarthy. All the low T GOPers were put on notice that we are going to be people of action. You can hate how it was done. You can hate who did it. You can hate what it's going to result in. All those are very reasonable positions to take. Shoot, I kind of echo all those. But when you need wholesale changes, the change agent simply, it doesn't look like you want them to look most of the time. The change agents don't look like everyone else. That's why they're change agents. They're obnoxious. They're ugly. They're oftentimes, almost always, bad people. That's how it goes. Now, remember I told you, we told a story one time on the air, and we got a heads up the next week that the telling of that story got the show removed from one of the affiliates? Well, one would think that you'd never tell a story like that again. But it's been a heavy day, and I'm going to tell you again right now, because I feel like it. Before we do that, I'm going to tell you about keeping your dog alive and healthy. It's not just that Rough Greens gives your dog more years with you on the planet, more years snuggling with that fluffy idiot. It's that Rough Greens gives your dog, my dog, better years. I don't have to go to the vet with Fred every other week now. Oh, sorry, Doc. He's got another ear infection. Sorry, Doc. I think he's got digestive problems again. Sorry, what do we do here? What, that stuff gets expensive. Rough Greens, when you finally pour Rough Greens on your dog's food every meal, all natural nutritional supplement, and give your dog health and nutrition for the first time ever, your dog is healthier. I know, it's amazing. You're healthier when you eat fruits and veggies instead of double cheeseburgers. So am I. So's your dog. Rough Greens is so confident that you will see a difference in your dog. They're giving out free Jumpstart trial bags right now. Just call them. 833-33-MY-DOG. Or roughgreens.com/Jesse.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put 2 and 2 together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I don't know why this story is being requested, but here it is. Here's the story. And I have no earthly idea, with all the horrible things we say, why this is the one that got us kicked off a station, but we're going to tell it again. So, we are deployed to Kuwait before the Iraq war, right? My Marine unit, we are deployed to Kuwait before the Iraq war. They obviously know this is under George Bush. They know we're going to invade Iraq. He knows he's going to declare war. They start gathering Marines. They start gathering our military units over there in Kuwait to begin the buildup, right? You want to build up all your stuff. You want to build up all your bombs and bullets and beans and everything else that you're going to need for combat. And we go to Kuwait and we start training down there in the heat and everything else. And we're getting ready for combat, all right? Don't worry, this is not a war story, not at all. I'll get to the calls here in a second. 877-377-4373. Now we get there and the training sucks. And there's obviously a lot of apprehension because we're about to go to war. And guys don't know if they're going to die, get injured. You go through, you're feeling out your will. You're going through all the things your mind goes through when you get ready to go to war. And some guys are taking it better than others. Some guys are taking it in stride. There's always some guys who talk too much about how not scared they are. Those are always the most scared guys. Some guys are just quiet. Some guys spend time by themselves. Some guys can't be by themselves. Some guys work out more. Some guys can't bring themselves to work out. They're so just jacked up that people run the gamut on how they deal with extreme levels of stress. All right. All right. Now, I said all that to say this. The food situation over there is a little rough. When you go over there, it's hard to feed a standing army. All right. It's difficult to feed that many mouths. So to feed them, you need food that is loaded with preservatives and other things. That's just the way it's got to be. That's what MREs and stuff like that are. Now, I'm gonna skip as much of the ugly stuff as I can here. You should just know, anyone who's ever consumed MREs, that those are the packaged meals, meals ready to eat that you eat in the military. Anyone who's ever consumed those, they will mostly tell you the same story. If you eat too many of them in a row, you will have some digestive issues. And when I say digestive issues, you can't go. You're constipated. Okay, there, I said it. You're constipated. You can't go. And when I say constipated, I don't mean, oh man, I haven't gone today. I mean, we had to have a buddy. We had to send him to the hospital because he hadn't gone in over a week. They had to go get it out of him. Your body just stops. There are a million war stories about why this is, but it happens, right? And to pair with that nicely, they brought in porta-johns for us because we were digging too many ditches and your barren stuff. So they start bringing in porta-johns for us. Now, the thing about a porta-john is this. It's just a big tub of treated chemicals down there to try to keep the bugs and smell and the germs down and whatnot. And you would think that you would want to use a Port-a-John right after it got cleaned, right? And generally, that's the case. You generally want to use it right after it got cleaned, but there is a risk involved. You see, once the Port-a-John has been cleaned, all that stuff that's been dropped in all that chemical water gets cleaned out as well. And now you just have a nice, fresh, clean pool of chemicals down there. It's nice. You're not having to do your thing on anyone else's thing. It is going well. Well, my buddy hasn't gone in a while. And he sees the Port-a-Johns are being cleaned. And he decides now's my time. So as soon as the Port-a-John cleaners are gone, he runs over to the Port-a-Johns in Kuwait. He gets in there. And he's excited. He announces to all of us, of course. He has to tell us for some reason he's going. But he tells us he's going. And we're excited for him. Don't get me wrong. We're all pulling for him. And he comes back, I don't remember, 5-10 minutes later. And he's looking a little sheepish, a little pale, if you will. And we're all, hey, everything all right in there? You okay? And he said, no, it did not go all right in there. You see, my buddy is like me, and he finds all this stuff to be really gross. Public restrooms and stuff like that. And he didn't want to sit down on the seat. So he chose to hover, do a little air squat. He was hovering. And raising the distance everything had to drop turned out to be a mistake. I'm not a physics major, but it just turned out that when something dropped in there, he finally did get something to drop. What it did was it created an extra splashback, the extra elevation, a splashback that came up onto my buddy's face. I think this is one of the toughest Marines I've ever known. He looked like he wanted to cry. He did. I'll never forget it as long as I live. And that is the horrible Kuwait story. I have no idea why you insisted on having that again. We'll see how much trouble we're in now. All right. I'll give you a couple more of these just because I know you have a lot to get off your chest. We have headlines I need to get to and stuff like that. Mike, Brooklyn, go.
Yes, absolutely, sir. If Nicole Malliotakis is elected the next Speaker of the House, she's my congresswoman, obvious prejudice. If she's elected the next Speaker of the House, then the fact that she would be the first Latina Speaker would shut down any debate that our side can talk about the border anymore. Forever.
False. I want you to be right, and I wish you were right. It's not, you're not stupid or anything like that, but it's completely false. This is a lie the right has told themselves and still tells themselves all the time. The Republicans love to do this. They love to lie to themselves about why the communists say what they say. The communists don't accuse you of racism because they actually believe you're racist. They accuse you of racism because they know it bothers you. You're such a nice person. You have values. They know that it bothers you to such an extent you will want to bend over backwards to prove to them you're not a racist. That's how this stuff works. Now, because the GOP is stupid, they've never understood that, and so they've always lied to themselves about what will give them a shield from communist attacks. You want to know what will give you a shield from communist attacks? There is something. You want to know what it is? Because I'm here to tell you, it's not, hey, we got to nominate a woman, a black person, Latina. Hey, do we have enough gays? None of those things are going to shield you from communist attacks. None of those things mean anything to the communist. You know what shields you from the communist attacks, if you really want to know? Offense. Attacking him. Do you know that 2 or 3 years ago, we were caught up in way more controversies from the left than we are today? That a lot of that stuff has died down now. Do you know why that is? Because whenever the communists have come for us here on the show, I can't believe he said this, apologize. I can't believe you said this, apologize. It's not just that we don't apologize. That will never happen. You will never hear that from me. It's not just that we don't apologize. We double down. We triple down. They don't think you're racist. They think you're prey. And when you start frantically swimming around in the water, all you do is encourage the shark to attack more. But when you attack the shark, he backs off and says, whoa, what the? That's not what this seal's supposed to be doing. And he goes to find something easier. There is no shield from communist accusations other than offense. There's nothing you can do to protect yourself, so stop trying. They will never waver. They will never back off, because it's never about actual skin color or equality or anything else. It's about domination. It's about destruction. It's about victory. All that race talk, it's just a technique that works on you because you have values and they do not. All right? All right. Maybe one or two more of these headlines. Hang on.
Feeling a little stocky?
Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. So there's something that did happen today, and I can't give it to you on radio, and I wish I could because it was a visual thing with all this McCarthy Gates speaker stuff. You know the speaker pro temp, which is, he's not really the speaker, but he's kind of the speaker. It's Patrick McHenry. You should know they just gave everyone a week off. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. I forgot to do it.
It's journalist Jesse.
All right. Anyway, you got it. They're going to vote for a new speaker in about a week. This Patrick McHenry. He's one of these establishment GOP types. Good friend of Kevin McCarthy. He was a big part of getting Kevin McCarthy the speakership to begin with. He gaveled out Congress today. Okay, so he's up there. He's standing at the speaker's chair. He's got this big gavel in his hand. And I can't do this for you on radio, but there's plenty of video out there. You can go look at it. Again, his name is Patrick McHenry. Patrick McHenry, not Patrick Henry, like Michael wrote on the sheet. Like he's one of, anyway, Patrick McHenry. He takes the gavel when he gavels out, and he slams it down when he gavels out the Congress. It's a very obvious anger. He's very furious at what just happened today. I've never seen anything like it. A GOP big shot with the gavel, so mad that bang, he bangs it down today. But isn't that in and of itself kind of interesting? I want you to pause for just take a minute. Don't close your eyes because I know you might be driving, but just pause. I want you to think about all the horrific bills that have passed the House of Representatives in your lifetime. Think about it. All the budgets, the Obamacares, the omnibus spending bills. Just think about all the crimes that have been committed, mostly with your money, on the floor of the House of Representatives. Right, you picturing this? All the crimes they've committed? Now, I want you to tell me, when's the last time you saw a Republican leader with the gavel in his hands that angry on the House floor? Anyone? Nothing? Nothing, huh? So they were never that angry when they were bankrupting you and me. They were never that angry when Congress destroyed our healthcare system, our border, our everything else, bankrupted this nation and the individual American family with their inflationary spending. Never any of that anger at all. Never. I've never seen it. In 42 years on this earth, I've never seen a gavel slam like that. We finally got some genuine rage out of the GOP House the day one of their buddies didn't get to be speaker anymore. Pretty revealing, no? Look, what makes you angry shows what your priorities are in life. Hey, guilty as charged. I'm somebody with screwed up priorities. If I come out here tonight, if I go out to my midlife crisis car and I see there's a ding in the door of it, I'm going to be annoyed. I'm not going to be thrilled, but honestly, it's not going to cause me to yell or scream or get my blood pressure up. If I stop and get a double cheeseburger on the way home and they forget to add cheese to it, I'll be so incensed with rage, I'll probably get back in that midlife crisis car and drive to the store so I can have the burger I want. So I have misplaced priorities too, but doesn't that show what's really important to me? It ain't the car, it's the burger.
What is the thing that finally got Republicans so mad they're hitting things on the House floor?
Well, Kevin McCarthy doesn't get to be Speaker anymore.
Pretty revealing, isn't it? Very, very revealing. Chris, Florida, go.
Hey, Jesse. I just want to share what it is I'm doing a little bit here in Central Florida as an anti-communist. First things first, I'm raising an anti-communist.
Yes.
At what I learned at the Jesse Kelly Anti-Communist University, to raise them with gratitude and love of country. Every time we drive by an American flag, daddy, daddy, look, salute, salute. He's 6 years old.
Ah.
And then second thing is I do work at the largest rental car company in the world. Quick fact, the owner, the creator, the founder of the company served as a fighter pilot on the USS Enterprise in World War II. But me and one of my detailers, we tune in every single radio that leaves our branch to Florida Man Radio, which, as you're aware of, you are broadcast on it right now that I'm listening to. And that's what we're doing here.
Man, you, that's freaking cool, man. That's just, gosh, that's cool. That's awesome. It's, yeah, you guys, man. You know what else is cool? MyPillow. Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell was taking on establishment Republicans before taking on establishment Republicans became the thing. MyPillow's out there fighting our fights for us. As a private company, you know they have no obligation to do that, right? MyPillow could just be out there raking in a fortune, selling great products. Everyone loves them anyway. Everyone has known about MyPillow for years. And just moving along, just keeping their head down and their mouth shut. Nope. Instead, they're all in for you and for me. And everyone knows about the original MyPillow. There's a MyPillow 2.0. Did you know that? Same great feel with temperature regulating thread on it. You think you have to flip your pillow over? No, no, no. No more. No more sweaty ear at night. Normally, $79.98 for a queen size MyPillow 2.0. Right now, $39.99. King size is just 10 bucks more. I recommend the king. That's what I use. MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special square and use the promo code Jesse. Go get your MyPillow 2.0. Get it tonight. Say thank you. Or call them. 800-845-0544.
And now,
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Chicago leaders debate city's sanctuary status amid growing migrant crisis, weighing pushing decision to the voters. Yes, that's right. Chicago residents are not too pleased about this whole sanctuary city thing.
I wanted to know if there is a capacity limit, and what is that limit, if there is one, and why can't we close the borders of Chicago or the state?
The greatest thing you can do as an anti-communist is force the communist to live underneath his rules. His rules, his rule is horrific and miserable and awful, and you just might end up a victor in the end. Ibram X. Kendi launches new ESPN Plus show on racism in the sports world. It's wild to me that just, you know, 30 years ago, I'd gather around with my buddies after basketball practice and watch ESPN religiously to catch the highlights of the day. And today, it's Ibram X. Kendi. Good freaking grief. Wow, I did not realize we were at the end of the show. That is too bad. It went too fast. We'll do it again tomorrow. I promise, okay? That's all.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.